Well, Marshall County, Kentucky is still reeling from the school shooting on Tuesday that left 2 students dead and 18 injured. It was the 11th school shooting in the U.S. so far this year. And as with so many communities around the country, people in Kentucky are searching for answers, including how the 15-year-old shooter got the gun. Nicole Irwin of WKMS and the Ohio Valley Resource reports from Murray, Kentucky.
Like hundreds of other parents on Tuesday morning, Heather Adams raced to Marshall County High School after receiving a call that there had been a shooting.
So, of course, I'm, you know, frantically trying to get a hold of my child. He is a good boy, and he texted me back nearly immediately.
Adam's 15-year-old son was safe. At the high school, she gathered with other friends and parents looking for answers about their children.
I, you know, noticed a lady that was distraught and couldn't find her child, so I was, you know, texting with my son and, you know, asking, you know, do you know where this child is? Is this child safe? And stayed with her while we waited. And that was the shooter's mother. I held her hair while she threw up.
Adam says the mother was in shock.
The shooter took the gun out of her closet and called her and said there's a shooting.
And he was scared.
And that he was scared.
Kentucky State Police have not confirmed how the shooter obtained the handgun used at the school. But if Adam's account proves accurate, it fits a strong pattern. The nonpartisan Everytown for Gun Safety Support Fund found between 2013 and 2015 that more than half of K-12 school shootings were done by students who obtained guns from their home. 27 states have implemented some sort of child access prevention law to encourage the safe storage of firearms.
We know that those laws work.
That's Hannah Shearer, staff attorney at the Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence, the legal and policy organization formed after Congresswoman Gabby Giffords was shot in the head in Tucson, Arizona.
There's research that states that have child access prevention laws have successfully reduced unintentional gun injuries among children and also child suicide. So we know that in states with those laws, fewer kids are getting their hands on their parents' guns and harming themselves with them.
Shearer says, take a look at Florida. The state was the first in the country to pass a child access prevention law, and it's showing significant declines.
I think they have a pretty strong gun culture, but this law has kind of been around for quite some time, and I think it's been proven to work there. And so it shows that a gun-owning culture can coexist with a law like this that's really designed to protect children and punish truly criminally negligent adults.
Kentucky State Senator Gerald Neal, a Democrat from Louisville, introduced a child access law in the last legislative session.
Young people are losing their lives to carelessly stored firearms. And what I wanted to do was lift up the discussion about that. It's intolerable for us not to be proactive about preventing that.
Neal says his bill was not about gun control, but about gun safety. Still, it went nowhere. An analysis of the National Rifle Association's recent ratings show Kentucky has the nation's highest percentage of legislators who got at least an A-minus grade from the NRA. The NRA declined to comment for this story. Marshall County High School parent Jason Kimbrough also went to pick up his teen. He doesn't think gun control laws would have prevented this week's shooting.
Guns don't kill people. People kill people. That gun don't have a conscience. That gun doesn't have a brain. It takes somebody with a brain to pull a trigger.
This is not the first school shooting in West Kentucky. 20 years ago, a student opened fire on a prayer group at a high school in Paducah, just 30 miles from Marshall County. 3 people were killed and 5 were injured. The shooter got the guns from a neighbor's garage. Parent Heather Adams says people have to speak up about gun owner responsibility.
You have to keep your guns locked. They need to be locked. The ammunition needs to be locked, and they need to be locked up in separate places.
The 15-year-old Marshall County High School shooter faces 2 counts of murder and 12 counts of first-degree assault and could be tried as an adult. For Here and Now, I'm Nicole Irwin.